Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, mit Sechtes Zvachim, Perek Gimel Mishnah Vav. Suppose, Shechatai, someone shechted a carbon, almanas on the condition, lahaniach damai, to leave over its blood. Oyas Emurav, or the part that's supposed to go up on the Mizbeach, lamacher, for the next day. Oyla Tzion Lechutz, or he intended to take them out of the Azara. Let's understand this, as the Batanur explains this. It was never his machshava, it was never his plan to be zoyrik the dam or burn the Emurim the next day. That would make it pigle. What he's thinking over here is he wants to leave it for the next day. He doesn't do anything with them. Right? He never intended to throw the blood to be zoyrik the dam or burn the Emurim outside of the Azara. That would for sure make the carbon possible. He just said he'll take them out of the Azara. So again, Shechatoi, he shechts the carbon. Amanas on the condition leniach may leave over the blood. Ayas emrav with the pots that have to go up on the mizbech lemacha for tomorrow. Oy let see on the chutz where they take them outside. Rabbi Yehuda paisel. Rabbi Yehuda says, you shechted the carbon, thinking you're going to do something not allowed or pi halacha. That passels the carbon. If it would become possible by taking it out, which is true. If it would become possible by just leaving it there till after the deadline, which is true. So it also becomes possible with the machshava to take it out or to leave it there. When you shech the carbon and the sun sets, that carbon is possible. If you think to do it, it also passels the carbon according to Rabbi Yehuda. V'chachamim machshirin. The chachamim say, no, the carbon is kosher. The only time a machshava could passel a carbon, say the chachamim, or turn it into pigul, is if his kavan is to be zoyrik the dam, or burn the emrim, not in the right time, or not in the right place. Now, it's not that everything that he intends to do wrong with the carbon passels the carbon, even according to the Yehuda. For example, Zakta Mishnah Vayter. Suppose Shechata, he shechs the carbon almanas on the condition, litnoi al gabi hakevesh, to throw the blood on the wall of the ramp leading up to the Mizbeach, instead of the wall of the Mizbeach itself. We've had this case before. Or shalai keneged hayesod, or to put it on the wall of the Mizbeach that is not opposite the base, like we explained. The Yatzim Mizbeach was built on a base that was one amma high. And the base was wider than the Mizbeach. It extended out one amma beyond it, like steps, but not at all sides. It extended out along the whole Tzavan side, along the whole Marav side of the Mizbeach, but only along the first amma of the Darim and Mizrach sides. The dam has to be on the part of the Mizbeach that has a base at the bottom. Vayter says in Mishnah, if he had a mind, he intended to take the blood that's supposed to be on the bottom of the Mizbeach and put it on the upper part, or the part that's supposed to be higher up in the Mizbeach, and he intends to put it at the bottom. Blood that's supposed to be on the inside Mizbeach in the Hechel, he intended to take outside, and blood that's supposed to be on the outside, he had in mind to take on the inside. In all these cases, thinking to do this does not passel the carbon. Vayter says in Mishnah Sheyachlu Tmeim, he shechted the carbon in his mind with a machshava that people who are tamei should eat it. Or Sheyakrivu Tmeim, or people that are tamei should be makriv the emrin on the mizbeach. Sheyachlu Areilim, or the people who didn't have bris milah should eat the meat. Or Sheyakrivu Areilim, or people that didn't have bris milah should be makter the emrin on the mizbeach. All of this does not passel the carbon. Vayter says the Mishnah. He intended to use, in this case, the meat of a carbon Pesach. Shaloi kalocha, like l'shaber atzmeis Pesach. He shechted the Pesach, intending to break his bones. V'lechali menina, or to eat the meat from it half raw. Which you're not allowed to do. And a final halach in the Mishnah. He shechts a carbon, thinking, this is what he plans to do, la'arev dama, he wants to mix its blood, bedam sulim, with blood of karbanos that are pasul. In all these cases, kasha, the carbon is kasha, and this is both according to the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda. Even though Rabbi Yehuda told us before that in the case of shechting it on the condition to leave the blood, just leave it, until tomorrow, carrying it outside. Same is true for the Emrim, the part that goes up in the Mizbeach. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it does pasul it, but only in those cases. She'ena machshava peiselas, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, the machshava wouldn't pass let it ella chutz lezmanei v'chutz lemakone. Only when he has some kind of intention about doing something wrong past the time or outside the place. Yes, there's another intent that could pass the carbon va pesach v'chata shalei l'shman, like we said at the beginning of the Masechta. Carbon pesach v'chata is that he's makar for a different carbon. These are the only cases that, according to everyone, for that machshava, the carbon would become pasul. So again, it's kind of a chazara on the chazara. If he shechted the carbon, thinking I'm going to leave this blood, not do anything with it, or the emrim, not going to put it up on the mizbeach. That's what he thinks till tomorrow, or to take it outside. Now remember what we said. Not that he intended to throw the blood or burn the emrim the next day. That's regular pigle. And it's not that he intended to throw the blood or burn the emrim outside the chatzar. That would for sure make it possible. He just says, stop, I'm going to leave it there till after the deadline. Or carry it outside. Stop. Rabbi Yehuda says, this does pass, let the Chacham say it's kosher. And then we have a bunch of things that, even though it's wrong to do, but if he thinks he's going to do this wrong, it doesn't pass the carbon. Putting the blood on the ramp, on the Mizbeach, not where there's a Yesod, mixing up top and bottom, or inside and outside, thinking that people that are tummy are going to eat it or be makrivit, people that didn't have bris mila will eat it or be makrivit, or he's thinking he's going to break the bones of the carbon pesach or eat it half raw, thinking about mixing the blood with the dam psul, in all these cases, just machshava won't pasla, not according to anybody. And the Mishnah reminds us, of course, a pesach and a chatas, that you're makriv not for the sake of a pesach or chatas. That too is another example of where the person's machshava could pasla. But again and again, we see that the intent to do something wrong could pasla something, which of course we always have to think, merubim midataiva, even the intent to do something good makes something a lot better. As a matter of fact, the Gemara says in Masechtas Chulin, there are those that have, they don't want to do it. There are those that want to, but they don't have. The Rebbe of Zisha used to say, Hashem puts the two together. You have a person that does the mitzvah, he doesn't really want to do the mitzvah. You have somebody else, would love to do the mitzvah. So Hashem takes one person's love to do the mitzvah and the other person's mitzvah and combines it.